Welcome to The Truth About Lending. I'm Melinda Payan, the president and owner of The Truth About Lending. I've been a licensed mortgage broker for over 25 years and bring you clear and straightforward insights on everything from securing your initial home purchase to refinancing your house or obtaining condo financing in Florida's dynamic lending market. Now let's get into The Truth About Lending. No, you're not alone. I'm gonna make this place your home. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Lunch and Learn with Melinda. I am Melinda Payan, owner of The Truth About Lending. And in this week's session, we are talking about the National Association of Realtors settlement and a lender's perspective on it. So we're going to first start out by saying that we do not have all of the final information yet. This is still an ongoing process. The court still does need to approve everything. So some of these things could change. And we are basically going off settlement information that was given. So please take what we're saying with a grain of salt and think about the fact that things could change as time progresses. There's still a significant amount of information coming out about this, but based on the settlement of what's happened so far, this is what we believe is going to happen. Also, let me start out by saying that there's really a significant value in using a realtor. There are so many things that are super important that buyer's agents do, and that it's extremely important that you understand that using a buyer's agent for negotiations, for contract preparation, really for guidance on the price is just such a critical thing, that there's significant value in making sure you as a buyer have a person representing you in the transaction, just guiding you through the entire process. Listen, there's different stages that your deposit becomes non-refundable. After your financing contingency, or if you're buying a property and paying cash, after your inspection contingency, there's different phases that you could lose your escrow deposit. So as a buyer, it's pretty critical that you understand all these things and you have somebody to look out for your best interest. So it's really important that you do not think of this as somebody stating that there isn't value in using an agent. That's completely not true. There's a tremendous amount of value in using an agent to protect you. Now, our understanding is that the buyer's agent's compensation will no longer be listed in the MLS. So if you're a buyer watching this, let's just take a step back and understand what's been going on for the last millions of years. So really what's been happening all this time with realtors in the MLS is that a seller has been advertising a set commission that they will offer the buyer's agent, that they will offer to pay the buyer's agent. So what we have seen is that typically buyers are working with an agent and their agent is paid from the seller's side, okay? You're buying a property and you, the buyer, haven't needed to pay your agent directly. The seller was offering a commission in the MLS that they would pay your agent as the buyer's agent. All right. Now, what's changing is that you as a buyer will now be responsible to pay your agent the fee that you have negotiated with your agent. Your agent is going to come to you and say, hey, we want you to sign a buyer's brokerage agreement, and we're going to represent you. And in exchange for representing you, this is how much I'm expecting to be paid, which is worth every single dollar. But you have to make sure you understand that you as a buyer now are responsible to pay that at closing. These are additional closing costs that a buyer needs to pay. And in the past, the seller has been paying it. So these are this is a new thing. These are additional closing costs. This really is going to result in buyers needing more money for closing and more negotiations about sellers paying closing costs on behalf of the buyer. So let's just take an example. And I've talked about this example before, but let's just talk, you know, numbers so that we have an example of the situation. Let's say we have a property that you as a buyer wants to buy, and the property is worth $500,000. Prior to this lawsuit, or we believe this is all going to start in July, but that's yet to be 100% decided on. But I believe that's the date that they're shooting for to make this new change. But let's say prior to these changes, if you were buying a $500,000 house, you would not be paying your agent anything. Your agent would be paid by the seller. Now, after July, what will happen is you will come to an agreed amount with your agent, with the buyer's agent. And typically we're seeing that somewhere between 2.5% or 3%, which is the norm. But again, this is a negotiated amount that you individually negotiate with your agent. Okay. Let's just say it's 3% that you have negotiated with your agent. And now you need to pay $15,000, which is 3% of $500,000. Now you need to pay $15,000 more in closing costs. So now you're going to go to this seller, or your agent is going to go to the seller on your behalf and say, I know this house is listed for $500,000, but we'd like to offer you $515,000. And you, the seller, will pay 3% of the sales price towards closing costs. Now, obviously, you're going to want to try to negotiate it for as low as possible, but just keep in mind that from a seller's perspective, they're being told they no longer are responsible to pay for you, the buyer's agent, any longer. So it's not like they're going to say, hey, listen, you know, I was going to pay that 3% before, so now I'm just going to lower my sales price to $485,000. If they feel their house is worth $500,000, they're going to want that extra $15,000. So in my opinion, this is really something that's going to bring prices up, because we're going to have buyers who are going to be wanting to increase the sales price to cover the closing cost. Because if somebody is offering, if the seller is really stuck on that $500,000 figure, if somebody is offering $515,000 with $15,000 of seller paid closing costs, the seller is still netting $500,000. So what happened in that situation? The price went from $500,000 to $515,000, because buyers just do not have, in general, just do not have that extra $15,000 laying around on top of the closing cost, on top of the down payment. So really, as a result, what is going to happen is that we feel the prices are going to go up. Now, I know this lawsuit that happened, or that's still going on to some perspective, that they thought they were helping to lower prices in the real estate market, or they're expecting sellers to ask for less now that the sellers don't have to pay this extra commission. But I really don't think it's going to happen like that. I think we're going to see prices continue to increase, because the sellers are just not going to say, hey, listen, now that I don't have to pay that real estate commission, I'm going to want less for my house. No, they're not going to really, I don't think we're going to see that savings passed on to the buyer. To the opposite of that, actually, I really think we're going to see you as a buyer now paying more for a house to try to see if the seller will pay the closing cost. Because let's face it, who is expecting to pay this extra money for closing costs? And that's really the main issue here. So it's super important that we're preparing you as a buyer correctly. What does that mean? That may mean that we need to have you put a little bit less money down. So instead of you putting down 10%, maybe you're now putting down 7%. Or instead of you putting down 5%, maybe you're now putting down 3%. Or instead of buying an interest rate down, maybe you can't afford that now because of the additional closing costs. There is a lot of things that we, as your loan officers, really need to appropriately budget with you from the beginning. We were already having discussions with you as the buyer about appropriately budgeting and setting up correct expectations. Now, now we really need to ask you, hey, before we issue this pre-approval letter, do you have a buyer's brokerage agreement? Have you signed a buyer's brokerage agreement with an agent? It's really important that we ask this question. Hold on one second. The reason why is because we want to make sure that if you have a buyer's brokerage agreement budgeted in your equation, we need to know about it. We need to know that you've agreed to pay $10,000, $15,000, whatever that amount is. We need to make sure that you have enough money for closing, and that you've budgeted it. Okay, now, very, very important. The seller can't pay certain amounts of closing costs. If you are an agent watching this video, please make sure to reach out to us. We can provide you a cheat sheet of how much closing costs can be paid by the seller. You need to message us directly. Our information is on YouTube, or you can simply get our email or contact information from our website, thetruthaboutlending.com, and we will give you a cheat sheet of this is how much a seller can pay towards closing costs. So with a conventional loan, we're typically looking at if somebody's putting down less than 10%, we're typically looking at about 3% of the sales price. So the seller is limited to contribute 3% of the sales price towards closing costs. Hold on one second, guys. So sorry. So with a conventional loan, when somebody's putting down more than 10%, they're allowed to put up to 6% of the purchase price towards closing costs. So there are different amounts that are allowed to be paid. With an FHA loan, it's 6% of the sales price. And with a VA loan, the seller really can pay all the closing costs, but there's a cap of 4% of only certain closing costs. So for example, there's a group of closing costs that they're limited to 4%. And then there is a group of other closing costs where there's no limitation. So what's really important to understand is if you're a veteran, the seller is, it's not that the seller is required to, but you as the buyer cannot pay the real estate commission. If you're a veteran, the VA currently does not allow you to pay the real estate commission. So you just have to factor that in, that that has to be negotiated with the seller. Now, there may be some changes coming down the pipeline here from the entities like Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, FHA, and VA. Maybe there'll be some changes as a result of everything that's going on. But currently, there is no way to finance in the closing costs. The only way that we can account for that is either lowering your down payment or asking the seller to pay the closing costs. So let me just repeat that. You cannot finance in additional closing costs. It's just not possible. Now, there's an exception for that for USDA loans to some degree, but very few loans are agricultural USDA loans. So let's just focus on the 99% of the majority of the loans out there, which are Fannie Mae, FHA, VA, conventional type of loans. So the limit with those different type of loans are different depending on the down payment and the loan type as far as how much the seller can pay. But as far as financing in the closing costs, we can't raise the loan amount to cover the closing costs. The only thing you could do is either raise the sales price if the seller is not negotiating with you at the current price, or put less money down so you have more money for the closing costs. And this is really, really super critical to have this conversation with your loan officer, because you want to make sure you're being very clear. Now, if you're dealing with somebody at The Truth About Lending, we are very clear with our questions. How much money do you want to put out of pocket? not how much is your down payment. Now, see, those are two different questions, because you might go to a different lender and that lender may say, how much is your down payment? And you may say $50,000. And on a $500,000 loan, they're thinking, okay, $50,000, that's 10% down, $50,000. But what about all these closing costs? You see, what the question should really be is, how much money are you working with? Do you want to bring to closing? Not what is your down payment, because what is your down payment leaves room for errors. And the last thing you want to find out is, you know, you were planning on bringing $50,000, but not $50,000 plus another 20 or 30 or whatever the closing costs could be, depending upon what you negotiate with the buyer's agent. So it's very important that we understand and that you're very clear with your loan officer. This is the total money that I'm working with to bring to closing. And then we can back into that figure and then basically go into what we're looking at as far as how much money that you need to bring to closing and back into a pre-approval amount from that perspective. Okay. And of course, we're also going to have a conversation with you regarding your monthly payment, what you're comfortable with and everything else. Now, there is an assumption that there could be some discussion of some flexibility with these new rules for off-market listings, meaning if something is not listed in the MLS, but it is maybe an in-house. When I say in-house, like for example, maybe a Century 21 has a listing that one of their other agents knows or something like that. There's supposedly going to be some kind of flexibility with off-market listings. This is all going to really be clarified as we get more information about the whole lawsuit and everything is really put into play. But I think there's really going to be a lot of confusion with buyers as far as where you, the buyer, would go typically straight to a buyer's agent. Now, in order for you to have representation, you need to negotiate with a realtor as to what exactly they're charging and are you comfortable with this? And this is completely different than what has been happening for really since the beginning of the MLS. So I do think there's going to be confusion. I really don't think that the results of this lawsuit has helped buyers, especially buyers who are working with a limited budget, which really is a lot of us. You know, none of us have an endless amount of money to be able to buy a house. And I think ultimately the attorneys who brought this settlement on are the ones that won, not the sellers, because from what I understand, the sellers may have just received a very small amount of this settlement in comparison to what the attorneys have received. I'm not 100% certain about that, but certainly the sellers have won from the perspective of now they're not going to be responsible for paying this additional real estate commission to the buyers. So I do think we're going to see prices continue to go up. It's really important that you understand that if you as a buyer negotiate a seller to pay the closing cost, that the house has to appraise for that. So let's say a property is listed for $500,000 and the seller will not pay any closing cost of $500,000. And then you decide that you're going to go ahead and offer them $15,000. And now the new sales price is $515,000. Well, guess what, guys? The house has to appraise for $515,000. We need to see that it's worth whatever the sales price is that you're offering. And what's important to understand is that if it doesn't appraise for that higher amount, you're not going to be able to purchase the property and finance in that price. You're going to have to either pay the difference of the appraised value or you're going to have to go back and renegotiate with the seller. Now, most Florida contracts are as is, and there's no requirement on the seller to accept a lower price if it doesn't appraise. Just to kind of backtrack a second, an appraisal is what determines the value of the property. So if a bank comes in and says, hey guys, I know you're paying $515 for this house, and we've done our appraisal and the house is now worth $510,
At that point, you'll have a few choices. You can pay the difference of the $5,000 out of pocket. You can go back to the seller and try to renegotiate, but neither you nor the seller are required to negotiate. The seller can say, absolutely not, forget it, cancel. And you as the buyer can say, absolutely not, just cancel and give me a denial letter based on the fact that it didn't appraise. So these are all things to think about, because if a property is really worth $515 or worth more than what it's being listed at, the seller may or may not negotiate. These are all things that, this is why you need a buyer's agent to guide you through this process, to make sure that you're protecting you, yourself. You need to, because they're going to do an evaluation of the area and they're going to tell you, listen, hey guys, I don't think this is going to appraise, or yes, maybe there's a possibility that it will appraise. But the point of the matter is that this is a really big part of the process. Now, listen, at the end of the day, I know there's a lot of talk about, okay, well, we can hire an attorney, or we can have a title company, or we can have somebody prepare the contract for you. Yes, but the point of the matter is that you're going to miss all of the significant value that comes along with the negotiations, the guidance on the price. There's things that come up during inspections and really guiding you through the entire process. So it's very, very critical that you have a buyer's agent representing you. You certainly will have value from that process. In reference to the lender's guidance on all of this, I really don't foresee Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac or FHA or VA making any changes. I'm just going to be honest with you. You know, they're not going to say, let us allow them to finance in closing costs. I just don't foresee them making that change, because they're going to go off of the sales price or the appraised value, the lower of those two. So if you're offering $500,000 for a house and the house appraises for $550,000, they don't care. They're not giving you that instant equity. Now, yes, you would have instant equity. That's great that you're buying the property at that price, but they're not going to say, listen, your sales price is $500,000 and your appraisal is $550,000. Oh, we'll let you go ahead and finance in the closing costs. That's not going to happen. They're going to take the price that you're paying for the house as the indicative value, as the indication of what the real value is of the house. Now, you certainly can negotiate. Remember what I said from the beginning, that the seller pay some closing costs, but you can't wait until the end of the process where the appraisal is already in and say, oh, it appraised for more. Let me go back and negotiate. Like, these are things that have to be negotiated upfront when you're going under contract. So basically that is our session for today. We are really very much watching all of the news, as you as a buyer maybe as well, or if this is a realtor watching this video, if you're a realtor watching this video, we understand there is a lot of information that's still coming out on all of this. We certainly will keep you posted. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel for further updates. We have a lot of really valuable information there. And also next week, we're talking about some really valuable information. We're talking about multifamily properties, investing, and what is the expectation with that process versus reality. So whether you're an investor or whether you are a buyer that is looking to buy a duplex or triplex or fourplex, please subscribe to our YouTube channel, join us on our next week's session, and that should be very informative about multifamily properties. Thank you again so much for listening to us, and as always, make sure that you check us out at thetruthaboutlending.com and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Have a good day, guys. Thank you for listening to The Truth About Lending. Stay up to date with all Florida loan and mortgage news by subscribing to our channel, and help us grow so we can continue bringing you insight and advice. Please like, share, and follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. You can find the links to all our social media profiles in the description. You can find extra resources on our website, thetruthaboutlending.com. If you have any questions about Florida mortgages, we are licensed and ready to talk to you today. Call us at 888-
76 Truth. That's 888-768-7884. You can also email us at melinda@ttal.info or visit us at our website, thetruthaboutlending.com. Until next time, remember, the truth about lending is out there for you.
No, you're not alone, 'cause I'm gonna make this place your home.